Adam listened to the voice of his wife, and the last man listened to the voice of his father. And he redeemed him so that no more was he unrighteous, because he realized with his mind he serves the Lord. Go stand up there. Get your position again. And you, my friend, did you repent of all your sin? What were you? You were peaceful, right? And you told God to forgive you of all your sins, and he restored your peace, right? And Brandon got his long suffering back. Oh, and the Lord forgave you, and he restored you. Go find your place up there. And to you over here, you was love, wasn't you? You was love. But then you started hating everything, you know, even hated your own self and your own life. You may get there someday, but just remember that God died for your sins. And he'll restore you back to life. Go find your place up there. And you, what were you? Huh? What was she? Meekness? And then you got pride in your life. Oh, look at me. I'm so smart. I'm so good. There's nobody like me. And then you fell, because pride comes before a fall. But then you realized that you needed God, and Jesus forgave you of all your sins. And now you find your place over there once again. Now this means war. Where's he at? Now you was hiding that thing, see? Joy. Did you ever get the victory over that? And the Lord, I thought there was five. And the Lord, see, when you get old, that's what happened. And the Lord restored your joy. You happy again? Go find your place. Brandon's winding up. And now we got all the fruit of the Spirit. Ready? Ready? Go! Oh! Don't let go! Don't let go! And I ran out of rope, but I stayed on this side. Clap your hands to the Lord. Hallelujah. And they won. And when you finally get enough fruits of the Spirit working for you with love and joy and peace, that long suffering begins to come back and you begin to get all the attributes of God. But when I would do good, evil's present. Don't think the war is over and give up. But the more of these things you get, the further you get away from the line. Stay away, because you're only one step from being over the line. Are you with me this morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. I did have a few more. Go and get one. I got that off my dog. Okay. Come get one. Come on, Aiden. Come get one. Come on, buddy. Come get one real quick. Two on. Oh, there we go. Ashley, come get one. I got one left. You have to share with your sister. Now, we're going to see. You see, you have to wear it a while and let her wear it a while, and then you wear it. Okay. Or mama has to take you to Academy and get you another one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When I would do good, let me just tell you, there's always a tug of war. But what the blood of Jesus does is reverses the curse of the law. Hallelujah. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I'm going to have a happy life. I'm going to have a good life. Yeah, I may mess up and I may, you know, I'm glad that grace, you see, grace does not overlook your sins. Should we continue in sin because grace abounds? God forbid. It does not overlook your sins. It forgives you of your sins. So that I realize that I am a sinner sold by Mr. Adam. But through Jesus Christ, I am redeemed. And he took away the curse of the law of sin and death and gave me a tree of life to eat from that I might live forevermore. Woo, hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's all stand this morning. I'll sing a little song on our way out. We got good things planned this morning. And I want to talk to y'all when y'all get your driver's license, because I'll be that old codger that's... Oh, good. You're good, huh? How's your hand? Let me see your hands. They were red. Take him to the hospital immediately. Well, the Lord healed you. See, when I turned that around, he was dead. Isn't God good? He really is he not? You know what? Let me tell y'all, you're not as bad as you think you are. A lot of times we struggle and we say, Lord,